The morning at Brother Francis Shelter starts with a sleepy bustle. Guests wake up at 5 a.m., start gathering their belongings, drink some coffee, and help clean the shelter. One morning in late July, in the back dormitory, I joined shelter guest William Teal as he wiped down the plastic sleeping mats with cleaning solution. 50-year-old Teal chats a little bit about his life at the shelter. His job is to disinfect the mats, but he also volunteers to help unplug the toilets and pick up trash. He's been at Brother Francis for about 4 months this time. He arrived with nothing but a change of clothes and $14. He's been in and out of the shelter for decades.
I mean, I used to be one of the guys out here drinking, drugging, you know, living out in the campsites, being in the same clothes days on end. Now I shower every day, change my clothes every day. I shave. You know, it's the small things.
He says he's rediscovered God and is working hard to stay sober. It takes him less than 3 minutes to turn the conversation to his favorite topic, his three-year-old son. Teal launches into stories about the mischievous boy's antics, how he protects his lunch from marauding geese, darts through library bookshelves to elude his father, and battles the puppet embodiment of the big bad wolf.
Well, he smacks the puppet with his fist. It comes off the lady's hand, goes, and drops. He steps back and field kicks it across the room. 30 kids in there, ages probably 3 to 8, all jumped up with their arms straight up in the air, was like, yeah, all screaming. Terrell looks at me and goes, bad doggy, because it looked like a little dog, and it scared him.
Teal is trying hard to regain custody of the boy from the Office of Children's Services. He's working part-time, putting away money, securing housing, and taking fatherhood classes from Cook Inlet Tribal Council.
I'm doing whatever I can to keep me with my son. That's my foundation and my rock right now.
He says he tries to stay occupied from the moment he wakes up, leaving the shelter as soon as he's done with his sanitation jobs.
I hate to say it, but it's the truth. If I sit down here all the time and I'm with all these people, I start feeling depressed. I start listening to a story and you start feeling sad. And it makes you want to go drink or do something, you know, or be lazy. So I get up and usually go. And if anything else, if I don't have anything else to do, I try to make good with my time. I go to the library.
He reads, goes to church twice a week, works on his resume, and meets with caseworkers who he says are helping him despite their massive caseloads.
You know, they can't take the time every day to sit down and say hi or be cordial or nice. But when they do take the time and just make the appointment, you know, but it has to be our effort. We have to be the ones to be willing to take that effort to do it.
He says his son gives him the motivation to get his life back on track.
This is my last chance. So now I'm going to actually watch this kid grow up. You know, I don't know how much God's got me left for this world, but my plan is to be with him and help raise him.
And Teal says, thanks to the skills he's learning, that may happen very soon. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.